Absolutely, three in a row, so titles, and hopefully we're aiming for three in a row All-Irelands, but we've a long way to go for that, a semi-final and a final, so but we'll take it as it comes, and a great Ulster final win.
You remember the team last year that won the All-Ireland, and you sort of you built your way in, sort of maybe as the series went on, you sort of just gradually established yourself, but now you've got that experience and you're supposed to be one of the leaders in the team.
Yeah, last year was great for me, and then I tried to step it up this year, and sort of there's a lot of new faces in, 11 new lads in the starting team, and just try to take a bit more leadership, and hopefully done that.
How would you compare this team with last year's team? I mean, what's the dynamic that might be a wee bit different, would you say?
I'd say last year we were a lot more favoured to go in. We had a superb team last year. Like, this year was a bit different. We started a bit rougher. We lost the first game in Cavan and then finished third in the group, so I'd say a lot of people are probably doubting us, but then the group stage doesn't really matter when it comes to the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. And we're here today as Ulster champions.
What do you feel was the problem in those early stages? You know, it didn't look good, and people were writing Tyrone off. Actually, people were saying, "Oh, this side isn't just nearly as good as the last two, and they're not going to do it."
Everyone was writing us off, right? And just, I don't know. We just weren't really clicking in the group stages, and then we're teething problems. We were trying stuff out, and then I don't know. We sort of clicked in the championship. And we had tough games against Derry, and we're obviously always going to produce against them, and of course Donegal. We played them in Ulster final last year, and we knew we were coming up against, so just that bit of experience, I suppose, two All-Irelands in a row, so that sort of carried us to the line here today.
And you were kind of banking on Rory McCullough being there, you know, he's been a star forward in the last two All-Irelands, and here he is again this year, available again, and then all of a sudden he's injured, and it took you a while to come to terms with that, I suppose.
Yeah, Rory's a superb footballer, like, and we knew at the start of the year he was going to be a big miss, like, but different lads have stepped up, like Shane McDermott, he's really stepped into that role of a key forward for us, and then, you know, Jamie Gannon's probably one of our best players all year, and he got injured against Derry for his hamstring, and this other lad has stepped in, Aidan Quinn stepped in there, wing half forward, and just different lads have stepped up, completely new forward line, and yeah, I think we've done well.
And the Leinster champions now in the All Ireland semi final. I think it's a midweek fixture, which is a new thing for okay. Yeah.
For last year was Sunday against Kerry. Yeah. Who won it? Do you know? Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting. We'll take every game as it comes.
And the management. I mean, obviously Paul Devlin. He's a legend now in Tyrone in his own lifetime. You know, he's been so successful with the under-20s. That's his fourth or fifth, maybe sixth Ulster title. You know, and he's going for a fourth All Ireland as well. You know, he's an incredible man.
Sex Ulster title for him, you know, there's not many managers that have that. Hopefully a fourth All-Ireland, three in a row Ulster titles, and hopefully three in a row All-Ireland. Not just Paul, but Steve O'Neill there, Conor Donald, Callum McCarron, and all the backroom team, like, so yeah, we have a quality management.
And you know, the two most experienced guys in this team, Conor O'Neill and Conor Devlin, I mean, they are really taking their responsibility on in every game, and they're brilliant again tonight.
Of course, both lads have two All-Ireland medals already in their pocket, like, and they've really stepped up for us. And I know Conor, I think he got man of the match there today. Conor Devlin, he had a superb performance.